I got a key. I think maybe we ought to go on down there. It's warm and dry, and I don't think it's going to be either one out here before long. You boys can tell your tale, and I can listen, which is a thing I do tolerably well, and then we can all take a run up to Kara. I just never... He shook his head, took his pipe out of his mouth, and looked at them with naked wonder. I never seen the beat of it, I tell you. It was like I didn't even know how to look at it. Come on, Roland said. We'll all ride down in your car-o-mobile if it does you. Does me just fine, John said, and got into the back. 3. Dick Beckhart's cottage was half a mile down, pine-walled, cozy. There was a pot-bellied stove in the living room and a braided rug on the floor. The west-facing wall was glass from end to end, and Eddie had to stand there for a moment looking out in spite of the urgency of their errand. The lake had gone a shade of dead ebony that was somehow frightening, like the eye of a zombie, he thought. And had no idea why he thought it. He had an idea that if the wind picked up, as it would surely do when the rain came, the whitecaps would ruffle the surface and make it easier to look at. Would take away that look of something looking back at you. John Cullum sat at Dick Beckhart's table of polished pine, took off his hat, and held it in the bunched fingers of his right hand. He looked at Roland and Eddie gravely. "We know each other pretty damn well for folks who haven't known each other very damn long," he said. "Wouldn't you say that's so?" They nodded. Eddie kept expecting the wind to begin outside, but the world went on holding its breath. He was willing to bet it was going to be one hellacious storm when it came. "Folks get to know each other that way in the army," John said. "In the war,